The 2017-18 racing season in Hong Kong has just concluded, and it saw several Australians enjoy stunning success, including Zach Purton, who won the Jockeys Premiership after a hot battle with Joe Marrera, who leaves Hong Kong after this season to take up a contract in Japan. Andrew Hawkins, who is our regular correspondent in Hong Kong, has returned to home shores for some sunshine and fresh air, and he joins us on the program this morning to review the season that was. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Jo. It's very good to be back in Australia at the end of what was quite an intense season in Hong Kong, but it was a memorable season and definitely a lot of highlights throughout the past year.
And the biggest highlight from an Australian perspective was the premiership win of Zach Purton?
Most definitely. I think for anyone who has followed Hong Kong, even from afar, to witness the emergence of Zach Purton, he had won the premiership before. He won it back in 2013-14 when he finally usurped Douglas White, who'd won the previous 13 championships. But I think there was something more special about this win because he beat Joe Marrera at the top of his game. Joe Marrera came in at the middle of that season and had quite a few suspensions, which meant that Zach coasted somewhat to the title in 2013-14. But this year, he really had to fight hard for it. It was an enthralling battle over the final 2 months of the season. Zach got ahead probably about a month out from the season concluding, and he just never gave up that lead. It was something very exciting for us, and I don't think it's possible to understate how big an achievement it was for Zach. He doesn't ride the bottom weight in Hong Kong, which is 113 pounds. Joe Marrera can ride that light, so there's probably 25% of horses that Zach can't ride. Joe's always probably had a better political relationship as well, which Zach hasn't been able to always maintain with some stables, but this year everything's fallen into place, and that achievement, from an Australian perspective, I think it's something that we should all be very proud of.
Absolutely. And Joe Marrera leaving Hong Kong, that's a big void he'll leave?
Most definitely. Obviously, he's been a trailblazer, setting record after record in Hong Kong. He's only been there 5 seasons, but what he's managed to do in that time, he's really come through and reshaped the Hong Kong racing scene. It's a void, most definitely, but look, he'll do very well in Japan, and I think that now gives the opportunity for someone else to step up and take that place. Zach will need a rival of some sort. There's always a rival there for the champion. Douglas White had Felix Kutsi at times. He had Brett Prebble at times. Zach's obviously had Joe. Joe's had Zach. I think for someone like a Karis Teton, a Chad Schofield, there's definitely an opportunity there to step up and potentially put themselves into the picture as a championship contender.
And there's plenty of other jockey movement. Olivier Deleuze, he finishes up in Hong Kong now. And Brett Prebble will be returning to Australia.
Yeah, so two names who've been synonymous with Hong Kong racing for the best part of 2 decades. Olivier has obviously had a lot of success, trailing back about 10, 12 years with Good Barber. He is returning to France, as far as I'm aware. He may come back and ride either in Macau or Singapore, but he is finished up in Hong Kong, and the same with Brett. Brett, at the moment, I think, is planning on returning to Australia for a break. I think there'll be some opportunities for him still to have a connection with Hong Kong. I know that there's potentially Lucky Bubbles racing in Japan in September, and I think that Brett, who's obviously been the regular rider of Lucky Bubbles, might get the chance to maintain that association. But I think for Brett, it's now a decision about where he heads next. There'll probably be the same Asian opportunities. He'll obviously have plenty of support if he does go back to Melbourne. But yes, a new era emerging in Hong Kong.
And Tommy Berry returns to the Sydney ranks?
Yeah, Tommy Berry returns. He spent a season in Hong Kong. I think it's been a credit to himself how he's handled himself, because it has been a very tough year for him in Hong Kong. He moved to Hong Kong as John Moore's stable rider. The Moore stable didn't have the success they usually do have in Hong Kong this season. And Tommy, look, he copped it on the chin. He handled himself very well. And I think he only gained plenty of respect from people around him with the way he conducted himself. But I think coming back to Sydney, he's got obviously a young family. And I think for him, being able to settle on the outskirts of Sydney and ride the Sydney circuit will be something that will probably be more beneficial to him. So it didn't work out in Hong Kong, but I think if he was to move there again in the future, the opportunities would come his way.
And remarkably, John Seitz won his 10th championship this season.
Yeah, 10 championships in 18 seasons is quite the feat, especially in Hong Kong. The handicapping system doesn't usually allow you to be able to have success year on year on year. So for him, that's a phenomenal feat. Only one trainer in the modern era has won more premierships, and that was the late George Moore. So I think there's every chance either next season or the season after that you'll see John emerge on level pegging with George Moore, and that's quite a name to be associated with. Obviously, John was inducted into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame this year, and I think that's, given what he's done in Hong Kong, that's a very worthy feat. He's quite a phenomenal horseman.
And in the horse ranks, we saw some really exciting performances, Andrew, from the likes of Pakistan Star, Time Warp, the Eye Victory, Mr. Stunning, and Ping Hai Star winning the Hong Kong Derby. And, of course, Highland Reel's performance in winning a second Longines Hong Kong Vase to end his career was one of the memorable moments as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I think Highland Reel's performance in that Vase will be something that we'll always remember for quite some time. Just to be able to see him obviously emerge the way that he did, you know, obviously coming through as a three-year-old, he looked to have all the promise in the world, running third in the Cox Plate, winning the Hong Kong Vase the first time. But what he's been able to do since then was quite memorable. And to end on that high note was fantastic. And obviously behind him in third was Tosin Basil, who I saw midweek has been purchased to head down to Australia. So we'll still see those form lines playing out around the world. But yeah, we've had some phenomenal horses in Hong Kong this year. And I think the most exciting part is that it looks like they're on the cusp of being able to take Hong Kong racing to another level. We've gone through quite a period of transition the last 12 to 18 months. We had a lot of our top horses retire, the likes of Able Friend, Designs on Rome, Blazing Speed. We've seen a lot of horses, Air Velocity in that list as well. So there's been a lot of turnover, but the likes of Ping Hai Star, obviously coming through a Sunshine Coast maiden to take the Hong Kong Derby, the likes of Eye Victory, who rose from Class 2 in one start to become a Group 1 winner and to become Hong Kong's highest rated horse on domestic ratings. It's very exciting for the future, and I think that we're going to see some very exciting racing at top level in Hong Kong next season.
Mm. And the Chung Fa Training Centre opened this year.
Yes, it does. The first horses moved up to Chung Fa last week, the first horses in training. There was a batch of retired horses who moved up in the middle of June, but it was, 10 days ago or so, Thursday last week, that the first horses moved up to Chung Fa, who are inside the Hong Kong training system. So very interesting now to see how that plays a part. I was actually up at Chung Fa 10 days ago when Derek Leung and Douglas White rode track work there for the first time. It was the first time anyone had galloped on this turf surface, the first time anyone had used the uphill gallop. And it is a phenomenal training centre. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays a part within the Hong Kong system. It just provides another opportunity for trainers to be able to send their horses to somewhere different. In Hong Kong, you don't have many options. You can send your horses, you can keep them at Sha Tin, you can send them across to Happy Valley. There were limited spelling paddocks up at Bees River near the China border, but the opportunities to actually get into another environment was few and far between. So the Hong Kong trainers, I think it's going to be an asset. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes into play as a new training centre for Hong Kong.
Mm. And I see that the club is going to invest Hong Kong $1.5 billion to upgrade the stables at Sha Tin.
Yes, a lot of the stables at Sha Tin haven't had a lot of work since they first opened. Sha Tin first opened in 1978, and a lot of the stables came into being about 1983, 1984, and plenty of them haven't had any work since. There are a couple of stables there that need to be knocked down because they're sinking. Sha Tin was built on reclaimed land, so it's not ideal. It's been a problem that needs to be addressed for some time. Chung Fa now allows more work to be able to be undertaken at Sha Tin, and I think that only enhances the product available for Hong Kong owners and Hong Kong trainers.
Okay, that's terrific news. Yeah, much needed upgrades there. What does this all mean then for the future of Hong Kong racing, do you think?
Well, eventually the idea is that Hong Kong racing, the Hong Kong horse population will expand. Currently there's 1,200 horses in Hong Kong, give or take 50 or so for fluctuations throughout the year. But I think the plan at the moment is to get the horse population up towards 1,500 within five seasons. I think that that will allow, obviously, more opportunities for owners. At the moment, owners have to go onto a waiting list to be able to get a permit to be able to race a horse in Hong Kong. So it's giving more opportunities for Hong Kong members, Hong Kong Dog Club members and Hong Kong owners to be able to race horses. I think that the plan at the moment, I'm not sure when, but there is plans to have showcase racing at Chung Fa. These will be races where there's no betting, but they'll offer prize money at the same level as in Hong Kong, and it will provide an opportunity to race at Chung Fa, so potentially a step towards mainland racing eventually. But there's exciting avenues now coming out of the Chung Fa Training Centre and also the Sha Tin upgrade that will take Hong Kong into the next era, which is exciting for anyone who follows overseas racing.
So a nice break now for everybody involved in the Hong Kong racing scene, trainers, jockeys, owners, administrators and journalists like yourself, with the new season resuming on the 2nd of September.
That's right. So the break is actually becoming shorter and shorter, but it is a fantastic element of the Hong Kong racing season, this break, this six-week break, where it's mandated by law that they can't race between, I think it's the 16th of July and the 1st of September. So now coming back the 2nd of September, and it's going to be an exciting season indeed. But the thing is, everyone returns, say, mid-August, and they're very refreshed, they're ready to go. So definitely a positive of the Hong Kong racing calendar.
How many seasons have you done there now, Andrew?
I've been there five seasons now. It's flown. I'm about to start my sixth season in Hong Kong, so it's quite something. It feels like yesterday that I moved up there, but look, time flies, and especially when you're having fun like I am up there.
It's that sort of place, such is the pace, Andrew.
Most definitely. Look, it's a very intense environment, and it's an intense environment for anyone. Hong Kong racing, look, they only do race twice a week. But the intensity of the product, you've got so much scrutiny. It holds such a place in Hong Kong culture and in the Hong Kong news cycle that it's something that really you never get a break from it until you get to this off season. So it's definitely something that is needed for jockeys, trainers, and as you say, journalists like myself.
How's your Cantonese these days?
Not very good. Not very good. I know enough to be able to speak taxi driver Cantonese. I can talk to a taxi driver and say Palma Day, Sha Tin Macham, which is Happy Valley and Sha Tin Racecourse, respectively. But apart from that, not so good.
Well, Ngoi Sai, Andrew.
Ngoi Sai, that's it.
That's Andrew Hawkins joining us on Talking Horses for a review of the recently concluded Hong Kong racing season.